You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Your Move, KMUW commentator Sam McConnell looks at a lesser-known video game system that's getting its own retro release.
When I was in elementary school, you were either a Nintendo kid or a Sega kid. Even though I was a bit of a weird hybrid because I had the Sega Genesis and a Nintendo Game Boy, in this particular culture war, I fell on the Sega side of the divide. And as far as I knew at the time, those were the only options. But there was a third pillar, one that was unknown to me until years later, the TurboGrafx-16. It was called the PC Engine in Japan, and it was made by NEC. At the time, NEC was the largest computer seller in Japan, as many computers from America wouldn't work with Japanese characters. In 1987, they decided they needed to get into the video game business as well, and partnered with software company Hudson, which is best known for its Bomberman series of games. They made a neat little compact square of a system. When they got ready to release it for the American market, they made it bigger and renamed it the TurboGrafx-16, I guess to emphasize the enhanced graphics over the 8-bit Nintendo Entertainment System. Although the system performed fairly well in Japan, it didn't do nearly as well here in the US. Out of the 686 games released for the PC Engine in Japan, fewer than 150 made it over to the TurboGrafx. A lot of my favorite games for the system, including a Castlevania game, were Japan exclusives. And, in keeping with its history of always coming in third place, the TurboGrafx-16 is now getting its own mini-console release. Coming out on Friday, the TurboGrafx-16 Mini will have an impressive library of over 50 games, including games that never officially made it to America. For KMUW, I'm Sam McConnell.